You are now tuned into the Heavy Hitters. I'm Eric Celia.
And I'm Reggie Wade.
And Reggie is all blue and red for the next 2 weeks because our Giants are Super Bowl bound, baby.
Big blue NFC champions. How do you love it?
I love it a lot.
This is, I mean, what a run. And it's been said, how often do a group of fans get treated to a magical run twice in their fandom?
Very rare. And that Wiz Khalifa remix, Blue and Red, has got me hyped right now.
Tremendous. Who's that by?
That's by City Kid.
By City Kid. I love it. Blue and Red Nation.
I love it. I love it. Here we go. Are you ready to break down this game?
Yes, I am. And you know what? First, we have to start. We have to talk about the weather. The weather was absolutely atrocious. It does rain in.
I thought you were going to talk about today's weather. You know, we got to talk about the weather today. You know, it's a sunny
day. No, it's very nice. We come to you from Westbury, Long Island.
Westbury, CSB, representing as always.
But we're talking about San Fran. The weather's usually nice, and, you know, a lot was made of the weather. They said that it really helped San Francisco. I didn't buy into that one bit because it does rain in New York, so I didn't think that was going to be a factor. It turned out later to be a factor, I believe, with the play that really sent the Giants to the Super Bowl. And we'll talk about that. But the weather was terrible. Raining, slippery. Eli's first pass was at least 10 yards off the mark. That's something we're not used to seeing from Eli. So at that point, I think you had to say the weather's going to play a factor. So the Giants, they go three and out. San Francisco comes in. And then, boom, Vernon Davis, 73-yard touchdown. He scores. He proceeds to get on the camera stand to the tune of a 15-yard penalty. And there you see in the Vernon Davis. There I saw the Vernon Davis that Mike Singletary sat.
Right.
It was almost Mike Singletary was vindicated in that game. Because you see in the NFC Championship, Super Bowl on the line, you cannot give a team like the Giants extra yards. And that's exactly what they did.
They did. And, Reg, this was a throwback game.
Yes.
I mean, this is defense first, control the clock, make no mistakes kind of game. And in the end, as I said last week, the team that turns the ball over more is going to lose this game.
Yes.
And the one advantage going into this game, if you would say defense, they're kind of playing at the same level right now.
Nope.
If you said offense, you said the Giants were better. If there was one part of the game that was decisively in the favor of the San Francisco 49ers, it was the special teams. And in the end, it was the special teams that cost them a trip to the Super Bowl. And mistakes made, unforced, and some forced. The first fumble on the punt by Mr. Williams just bounced off his knee.
Yep.
And Devin Thomas had the wherewithal to pick it up, get on it. And second one, Jaquan Williams strips it out. There's Devin Thomas again to pick it up. And overtime, sets up Lawrence Tynes, bing, bang, boom, run here, run there, field goal, Giants are going to the Super Bowl.
And this special team, I think they punished me. I think they got to go run laps with Farmer Fred because this special teams was atrocious. And this is something that they prided themselves on. We kept hearing, you know, they are good on special teams. They have guys like Williams that could run it back. And to think that that would be the difference is just amazing. Usually in NFC championship games, any championship games, you really don't think of special teams as something that would really hurt you.
The injury to Ted Ginn was huge.
Yeah.
Because who knows if that happens with Ted Ginn back there, one of the better return men in the game.
Ted Ginn can barely catch when it's bright and sunny. You've seen him in Miami. Bright and sunny. I mean, Ted Ginn's
hands are... this guy's a specialist at fielding punts.
But Ted Ginn's hands are suspect. So a lot of people say, how many passes would he have caught? I don't know. Ted Ginn can barely catch. So we really don't. It might have hurt them more.
But the more you look at this game and the more you look at the run, as much as I try to not compare it to 2007, the overtime win in the championship game, just like 07.
In bad weather.
A turnover set up a Lawrence Tynes field goal in overtime to win it. And then going to the Super Bowl to face the Patriots by beating the Niners 20-17, in which was one of the great, I mean, what a great weekend overall, both games.
Yes.
I mean, we'll get to that craziness of the other game
in
a little while, but 20-17 Giant win sends them to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
And we just, it's a day to bask in the glory of this.
Oh, it is, the big blue glory.
We're going to have next week's show to break down the game of the Super Bowl because, you know, there's nothing else going on then.
Yeah.
So
the Pro Bowl.
We'll break down the Pro Bowl. Nah, we won't break down the Pro Bowl. I want to pretend like the Pro Bowl doesn't exist.
Really? We break down the Royal Rumble.
Imagine Eli goes and plays the Pro Bowl.
You know, I owe it to the fans.
I don't want to get rusty.
And, so, you know, so I decided to go. And, you know, JPP's coming with me. So we're going to play. No, we got to break down the Royal Rumble next week.
That's true. We got to break down the Royal Rumble.
Yes.
But 20-17, like I said. And, Reg, I texted you this. I almost had a heart attack during this game. And, I mean, the stalemate that was going on between these two defenses in the latter part of the fourth quarter and overtime was unbelievable.
It really was.
And give that 49ers team credit. They're a young team that is a reflection of their coach, and they're going to be a team to reckon with for the next few years.
That Eli Manning, if you said who was going to get sacked six times, Eli Manning, Alex Smith, you had to say Alex Smith. It was Eli Manning.
Right. And like I said, give all the credit in the world to the 49ers. Do not think this is the last time we're going to see them, because it's not going to
be. No, Alex Smith is only going to get better. Hopefully Vernon Davis can, you know, stop jumping up on camera posts and really be a little bit humble and really work on his game, because this team, I think, can be dangerous for years to come.
Absolutely. But here's what I think, Reg, as we take a look from the Niners' perspective for a second here. Alex Smith has done a great job this year.
Yes.
Right? Stepped up big in the Saints game. Played a decent game in this game.
12 for 26, 196, two touchdowns.
Right? No turnovers. But here's what I'm doing if I'm San Francisco. I am breaking the bank. I'm giving whatever I got to give. I'm going to do everything I can for Peyton Manning.
Really?
Because if Peyton Manning goes to a team with that defense and that running back, you know what he does with average receivers. He turns them into superstars. So could you imagine Manning to Fred Davis? Could you imagine Vernon Davis? Fred Davis, listen to me. I'm talking Redskins here. Could you imagine?
Baron Davis next?
Could you, oh, please. I'm not going down that road. Could you imagine Manning to Vernon Davis? I mean, that offensive line protects, as we've seen. They got the defense. They got the special teams once Ginn is healthy. They got the running game that Peyton never had. It's a warm weather place. You know, I know it's outdoors, but he's not used to. But it's a warm weather place, which is good for his neck. And that team will go at least win one Super Bowl with him there, guaranteed.
Let me...
As you have a rebuttal, as you were raising your finger the whole time.
Yes, I wish I had the Jeopardy buzzer. Let me get on the other side, play devil's advocate, if you will.
Yeah.
Okay. That the 49ers are, it seems like they're right there. They were a play away from the Super Bowl.
Right.
A couple times,
was
twice.
Their quarterback able to make the play to get them to the Super Bowl?
Let me finish.
Go ahead.
Peyton Manning is one hit away from his career
Absolutely.
Being over.
All right. Absolutely. Oh,
excuse me. Let me finish.
I'm agreeing with you.
So.
I can't agree with you?
All right. But I hear it in your voice. You want to flip
no,
the other
ahead.
Side.
No,
all
I'm
right.
agreeing.
He's one hit away from his career being over. Do you want to throw away all the progress that you have in a young quarterback in Alex Smith for a guy? All right. Let's say you get him. Alex Smith sits. He gets hurt. Alex Smith's not going to be the same after that. Alex Smith is going to turn into how Dwight Howard's playing in Orlando, that you can clearly see he wants out of town. He does not want to be there. So I don't think the risk is worth the reward. I think you have a good team. Alex Smith's only going to get better. And I think stay the course. I don't think Peyton Manning is. I think what they need is actual more reliable receivers. I think if you give him receivers that have good hands, what can he do with a Victor Cruz?
Can
they, what could he do with a Hakeem Nicks? If they get their Butterfingers problem solved, I think they are right. So I don't think the risk is there for going to Peyton.
I think you're nuts. You could almost guarantee that team a Super Bowl.
Not if he gets sacked and hurts his neck on the first play.
No. But of course you got to, I mean, if the guy's healthy enough, that's what I'm talking about. And I know
if
it's a crapshoot.
We all have a Merry Christmas.
Reg, I know it's a crapshoot, but are there a lot of quarterbacks right now in this league that start? That are worse than Alex Smith? Are there a lot of them?
That are worse than Alex Smith?
Yes.
Yeah.
You really think there's a... I can't go to 15 other teams and make a trade for a quarterback with a similar skill set as Alex Smith to get him on this team?
Maybe similar, but you said worse. There are the worst quarterbacks
similar.
Than Alex Smith.
All right, let's say...
Similar? Yeah.
So anyone could do what Alex Smith did with this team. He barely throws the ball. He's a game manager, and he doesn't turn the ball over.
He has some legs?
There's 15 quarterbacks in this league that could get that team to where Alex Smith got them this year.
He has some legs. I mean, he's acclimated to the system.
Reg, they went 13-3. You're looking for a guy now that could bring you over the hump, that could put you over the top. And Peyton Manning is a guy that clearly does that.
I know you're a moneyball guy. You're all about the numbers, Mr. Sabermetric. But you have to see, this is an entire ensemble. What Jim Harbaugh has done with this team,
right?
Him, Vernon Davis, it's a package deal here. I mean,
I disagree.
You get the car, and then you get the satellite radio together. You don't buy them separately. It's a package deal. That's why this was able to work as successfully as it's done. And I don't think that – I think that would only stir the pot in the wrong way.
I disagree. No. I say you get rid of Alex Smith, you bring in Peyton Manning. It's not even a question. And you could go sign a backup who hasn't played. You could go bring in a Jeff Garcia, bring him back. You could go get
– Jeff Garcia.
I'm telling you, Reg, there's guys all around this league that will produce what Alex Smith will produce. Now, with that being said, we're getting a little far off from our main gate here. Is it something extra
yes,
that we throw in?
We have to. But how about we get to Mr. Manning's numbers?
Let's get to Mr. Manning, because this guy, you take your Ray Lewis's,
yes.
You take your Brian Urlacher's, you take your Jared Allen's,
mm-hmm.
You take your Barber's, what's his name on Chicago? Marion Barber. Eli Manning might be the toughest guy in the NFL.
After that performance.
I mean, he took a beating from this San Francisco defense. An absolute beating. They hit him 20 times in this game. Sacked him 6. Hit him 20 times. His shoulder pads were in his ear.
He had sod in his helmet.
His helmet was is backwards. And this guy, after the game, is walking around like there's not a nick on him.
Yep. Well, if you look, Eli Manning gets hit 20 times. I tell you, he gets hit 20 times, sacked 6, that he is still able to complete 32 passes in the rain in basically a monsoon.
Unbelievable.
316 yards, 2 TDs, 0 turnovers.
Reg, what does an opposing team of the Knicks and Eli Manning have in common?
No idea.
There's never any Knicks on him.
What's this, Shecky Green win? The Catskills here.
There's never any Knicks on him. The guy takes a beating, and he's it's like he was never touched. He gets up with that same look, bland, dull Eli Manning look. You know, as Justin Tuck referred to him, he was
the dorky
guy, you know. But this guy is incredible.
And at one point, his arm even got hit.
Right, and what he did in this game was unbelievable. Unbelievable. Threw 58 times, threw for over 300 yards, threw 2 touchdowns, and the key, and this is where we see Eli Manning growing up here, no turnovers.
Yes.
Because you said it to me, Reg. You said you were sitting there waiting for the big Eli
pick, the pick
at some time, and he didn't do it.
No,
and there was
he didn't.
There was 2 times where the Niners defenders collided with each other that were easy
but
picks.
But hey, those weren't picks.
But the ball hit the ground in the end. So Eli Manning is right now. I have to agree with what I heard on the way here with the writer over there for the Daily News on ESPN Radio.
Mr. Mike Lupica.
Mike Lupica. Man, I can't remember names for nothing today. But Eli Manning is the better quarterback going into the Super Bowl.
I think clearly.
Right now. He's playing
right now
better, and he's in his prime. I mean, guy has just been unbelievable.
And Brady's still Brady, but Brady's prime was when they lost that Super Bowl. That was Brady's record-breaking year, and now Eli's in his prime.
Right.
That's what it was. See, Eli was not in his prime. Brady was, and now reversal of roles. And if we look here, we want to talk about growing up.
You don't want to reverse the roles of that game too much, though.
No. Everything but the score and the team that's on top. But let's talk about growing up. Victor Cruz, 10 receptions, 142 yards. I mean, the guy in the first half was just
unstoppable.
Carlos Rogers' head was spinning.
Yeah.
He was in front of him. He was behind him. And him and Eli have this almost, it's eerie, almost like what him and Steve Smith had, that it seemed like they had ESP. They were on the same page.
I agree.
Did you see when Eli threw to him when he was basically on his knee and Victor Cruz got up and caught it?
Unbelievable.
My goodness, what a weapon.
And you can't hold down all 3 of them for a course of a
game.
That's
the key.
That's the key, Reg. You can't hold down all 3 of them for a course of a game. You cannot have one of them not make a touchdown catch.
And look, and it was Manningham and Bear Pasco.
Right. I mean, it's gonna they're gonna get you at some point.
Yes.
One of the three-headed monster is gonna get you at some point.
Yep.
And what I would love to see is I would love to see Ballard get healthy with these 2 weeks
yeah.
and be the Ballard he was for the first 10 games before he started getting nicked up with injuries.
Yeah.
You know, you sprinkle that in. You know, I know he hit your guy Heinoski in the flat a couple times.
Yeah, you did. Heinoski, I'm telling you.
I know you liked some of that.
I love it. Bear Pasco get into the action.
But here's
Travis Beckham had two big catches.
Yeah, and here's another. Again, we bring this guy up every week, so I don't know how much unsung he could be anymore. But Steve Weatherford, it was just amazing. His punting in that weather.
Unbelievable.
He had a couple, you know, short ones or whatever. But
they were hosed on that
court. Not to drop them, not to, you know, shank them completely.
Yep.
And then to hold the snap on the game-winning field goal that was basically rolled to him.
Yes.
That he grabbed that ball, got it set up.
Laces out.
And Lawrence Tynes, who I've questioned all year, came through again in a big spot.
He did. This is two times in a row. Now, I have to ask you, how nervous were you? I wanted them to kick the field goal right there. They were at the 25. I said, come on, let's do this.
I was thinking about it, but you got to try to move as close as you can in those conditions, I think.
Really? And the first time you give to Bradshaw, I understand. The second time, I'm like, they're asking for a fumble. Because Bradshaw likes to stay up.
And you like it was in your head, wasn't it?
Bradshaw saw that goal line. You could almost see his eyes lighting up.
But thank God he held on to it.
Eli lined it up. It's Eli good. You always go up for it on third down in case you get a bad snap. You fall on top of it.
Exactly. Exactly.
And they froze the kicker. Harbaugh froze him.
Yeah, he froze him. He froze him.
But he, you know, the new style, he did it before, not during, which you're a fan of doing it before, right?
Right, absolutely, before. I mean, I don't think you can do it during anymore.
No, not during, but right at before, the right moment yeah. that is snap. Times knew right away he didn't even kick.
Right, right. I agree.
Yep.
But what a game. I mean, it was emotionally draining for me.
And the people that stepped up, the secondary people, we have Thomas. We have Jaquan Williams, who told his teammates, Reg, I'm going to make a big play in this game.
Reg, that guy, since that Green Bay game where he had a stupid penalty and got burnt trying to jump a route on Rodgers, since the first Green Bay game, that guy has evolved so much, and he has grown up before our eyes.
Yes.
And you want to talk about these rookies, Reg. Mm-hmm. We all blasted Jerry Reese.
Yes.
Every one of us blasted Jerry Reese. You listen to our first show or two. We basically
getting rid of the veterans, putting these
not
kids
signing
in.
This guy, letting go of the offensive lineman, not signing that guy. It was unbelievable. We thought like it was a sham. We thought it was George Costanza trying to get fired from the Yankees. You know, like what is he doing? What is he doing? The Jets are out. They're getting Plexico.
Exactly.
The Eagles are signing a dream team.
And we got nothing. We're going in as is.
And then right towards the very end, when you're like, all right, I guess we'll be all right. Maybe we can hang in there. Steve Smith gets ripped from our hands right before it starts. And we go into a panic.
Yes.
We go into a panic.
So who do we have? Victor Cruz?
Who is going to
mix?
Yeah.
Victor Cruz can't even catch.
The first game, Victor Cruz fumbles the ball in a big spot, turns it over. We blast him after week one. Mm-hmm. Who is this Victor Cruz? Victor Cruz. Give it Victor Cruz. Take it away.
Yes.
We said that on a couple of occasions. They bring in Stokely. I was pumped up about it. Check the tapes. I'm admitting everything I was wrong about here. Stokely's going to be huge for this team. He's a veteran. He could be a security blanket for Eli. I love the move. Stokely might have played three snaps the whole year.
Yeah.
Got hurt. And then Victor Cruz steps in and absolutely dominates the NFL.
The Eagles is the first game.
And he said that's when he knew it.
Yep.
He said, I knew who I was when I lined up at the line of scrimmage and looked across and Nnamdi Asamoah was on me. He said that's how I realized I was
he had arrived.
Big-time player. Right. Yep. He has arrived. And all the things we questioned Reese about, taking Jaquan Williams in the draft, you know, tremendous, but very similar to 07 where the rookie stepped in.
Yep.
You know, like Bradshaw and Tuck.
Taking the Prince, even though he has gotten better.
The Prince has gotten better. I mean, these JPP.
Yes.
JPP.
Who you down with?
I ripped him for JPP. I did not want him.
I like JPP.
The guy played a half a season of football in his whole life before that.
Yes.
His whole life. And I was screaming, all I heard about the athleticism, JPP, he does backflips. I said, you sign a guy who does backflips? Who the hell cares? I ripped him. Yes, but this guy, Reese, deserves all the credit in the world because he has done a phenomenal job.
He really has. And it reminds me, it's almost what Omar Minaya wanted to do. When the Mets were, when they looked like they were the champions of the All-Star break, they did a cover story with Omar Minaya, and it was him with all the Mets around him, and it said the Mixmaster. And that is what Jerry Reese has. And he has the championship to prove it. And it looks like he's getting ready to go for a second one. So you have to give him so much credit.
And Reg, I mean, this is, like I said, an unbelievable job by everybody. But listen, everyone, we're not done breaking down this game. When we get back, we're going to talk about the defense and who deserves a lot of credit there. And we decided to add it a little more wrinkles to this show, change it up a little bit. So we got some more brief music for you on the way. Much about that Giant defense that we will continue to break down after this break. I'm Eric Celia.
I'm Reggie Wade. You're down with JPP, baby, because he's going to the Super Bowl with the rest of Big Blue.
That's it. This all blue weekend, all blue week, all blue month continues as the Giants are riding high to the Super Bowl in two more weeks.
It is not just a Big Blue city, not just a Big Blue name. It's a Big Blue world. That is You're Down with JPP by Josh Hyman. Great song.
Love it.
You got to listen to it on YouTube.
Love it, love it, love it. And as we talk about this defense here, the guy who we talked about, Tom Coughlin, a little, and, you know, he was almost out of a job 7 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But let's not take Perry Fuel out of mind here.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just 4 weeks ago. Everyone was screaming for Steve Spagnuolo to come back here.
Yes.
And Perry Fuel has turned this defense down. He simplified it, and now they lock down everybody.
They do.
With the exception of Vernon Davis.
Yes.
There was a couple coverage breakdowns, but
besides, if it wasn't for Vernon Davis, they would have scored no points.
Exactly.
Besides that, they were doing nothing.
Exactly. One ball completed to the wide receivers. Simplifying that defense has made that secondary legit.
Yes.
I mean, they are just playing out of their minds. They're locking down everybody. This defense is clicking on all cylinders.
They are.
All cylinders.
They are peaking at the right moment.
Safety's playing good. Linebacker's playing good. D-line. Corners, even, everything.
And we talk about this guy. He's one of our favorites. The reemergence of Chase Blackburn, that is something really that got this defense going.
Yep.
How he plays the heart. Did you see a big play? They were trying to go to Frank Gore on the outside. He had at least 25 yards in front of him. Chase Blackburn dives and gets his fingers on the ball.
Yep, great play by Blackburn. Absolutely. And also, you know, Rocky Bernard is being...
Yeah.
You're seeing him a little more. I didn't know this guy was alive. You see him take off the helmet. He's got the mouth bloody.
Yeah.
He's all ready to go. I mean, great stuff from the Giants defense. You got a point. Yeah.
The one thing, though, is there was a lot of stupid penalties here. That's the one thing they cannot do. Chris Canty needs to, you know, cool his jets a little bit.
Cool his jets.
Yeah, he has to.
What is this, West Side Story?
Hey, I'm just telling it like it is.
Cool your jets, daddy-o.
He has to calm down because getting stupid. That was one of the wrinkles that I didn't. They gave San Francisco a lot. Even with that, they couldn't score.
Right.
Even with that, I'm like, oh, here comes. And it was another three and out.
Yeah, and this Giant defense is playing ridiculous.
They are.
The whole team is just playing great, really, from top to bottom.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a team. It's cliche, but it's a team effort
all the way
around.
Everyone knows their role.
Everyone.
Everyone knows exactly what.
Yep.
Is
you don't hear Jacobs complaining no more. You don't hear OC complaining no more.
Nope.
These guys have all shut their mouths and have one goal, and that's the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Against who?
The New England Patriots.
And Tom Brady. And the rematch has been set. Why? Because as the Giants went into this game, San Francisco and Baltimore. And the Giants started this game. The game before was New England-Baltimore, and you think the Giant 49er game was crazy.
You
think that there was a GOAT in Williams for the 49ers. You didn't watch the New England-Baltimore game because that game was equally as entertaining, equally as great, and equally as just head-scratching.
You know what? That game, usually there's, on Championship Sunday, there's a great conference game and then there's a so-so. I saw that one, and I said the Giants is going to be a blowout.
Right.
This game cannot end. They were both great.
Right.
The Patriots win 23-20. They beat the Ravens at home, and what a back-and-forth game. Tom Brady did not throw a single touchdown.
No, he did
not. Let's get some of Tom Brady's numbers here.
But he was a field general, and he almost broke his back on the one he ran for.
22 for 36, 239, zero touchdown. Ben-Jarvis Green-Ellis, 68 yards, 4.1 a carry, one TD. He really came out in this game. Danny Woodhead, he had a couple of touches there. And we have Aaron Hernandez and we have Gronkowski. You know what? They actually set up a lot of the running plays. They get down and dirty. They'll block guys. Hell, they'll even run with Hernandez sometimes.
Yep.
And this was, as you talk about the Giants being a team effort, they rallied behind, listen, our quarterback's not playing the way he should. So we really have to step up our game, and they really did.
They did, but they were also handed some help along the way, like the Giants.
Yes, yes, they were. But, and we talk about the GOAT, you know, there's two GOATs. One is Lee Evans.
Yeah.
In the fourth quarter, Lee Evans has the game-winning touchdown in his hands,
right.
And he can't get that other foot down before that ball's coming out.
No, but to be a little fair here, Lee Evans did have the ball knocked out of his hand. It wasn't just a drop. He had the ball and it was knocked out of his hand. It was a good play by the defender. It was. Yeah. Should he have held on to it? Yes. But the defender did have something to
do
with it.
Was it Sterling Jackson?
Why?
No, Sterling. That was the play that was covered.
Was it?
Yeah, I think it's Sterling. His first name is Sterling. But we have to see. I think it's Sterling Jackson.
Okay.
But that was the Chris Berman couldn't shut up. What a Sterling play.
But when it comes to Billy Cundiff, I mean.
Oof.
A 32-yarder, you know, laces halfway out, halfway in, and he finkled it. He finkled it. He shanked an easy field goal, had a chance to take his team to overtime. Will they have won? Who knows? Maybe, maybe not. But to miss that field goal is inexcusable.
You know what? And the guy in the Billy Cundiff is probably with him and Neil Rackers are up there. They are the greatest kickers in Madden all time. You cannot, if it's within 50, you can't miss a field goal with the guy.
Right.
You might as well keep your hands on the triangle button. I don't know what button it is on Xbox Y, because you're not gonna have a run back. It's an automatic touchback. It's usually through the uprights with Billy Cundiff.
Right.
And he's just the lore of him. I said there's no way that he's going to miss it. Now, when they did line up, I said, they're a little off to the left, but hey.
And it was rushed. They came sprinting onto the field. Not even set for 2 seconds, kicked the field goal, shanked it.
Yeah.
And that's a bad job by Harbaugh, because he needs to take a timeout and have everything set.
They had a timeout?
They had a timeout. But I guess he was scared of icing his own kicker. I don't
know. Maybe.
But you gotta make sure everything's set there. That's the biggest kick of your life.
Exactly. Yep.
You know? I mean, it's crazy.
And he just didn't miss. It was by yards.
Yeah.
By yards.
And you got a feel for the guy, you know?
Yeah, I mean, he's been on almost 8 teams, and he's finally found a home. He was great, and it just, you know, just blows up in their face. And you know what? Ray Lewis, kudos to Ray Lewis. He talked about the whole week how his dream was to get one more crack at that Super Bowl. He says, I have one, and it was sweet, but one more crack. And he was the biggest defender of Billy Cundiff. He says that one man doesn't make a team win. One man doesn't make a team lose. Billy Cundiff's his brother. He wants him on the team next year.
Right.
And for that really shows what kind of captain Ray Lewis is. Because it's easy for guys to just throw someone under the bus. I mean, a young guy like Ray Rice, I haven't heard what he says. But sometimes those guys, you could expect them to really blame a guy. But, man, Ray Lewis, I got to give him respect for that.
Absolutely, 100%. Now you have to think about, for this Raven team, is the window closing? Is the window closing on this team with guys like, as you just mentioned, Ray Lewis, Hall of Famer, Ed Reed, Hall of Famer, all getting older, you know, all deteriorating and not being the players they once were? And, you know, Joe Flacco's a question mark, apparently, even though he played nicely in this game. Should have thrown the game-winning touchdown.
Yes.
Basically did. But their window might be closing, because if you get a healthy Roethlisberger next year, you got to figure the Steelers are going to be right back where they were.
Yep. And you know what? I take it either way. They are an inch away from the window being closed, and they are, depending what they do with the draft, they're an inch away continuing. I think if they have a smart draft, they get defensive guys to start to replace these guys and have every Ray Lewis, Terrell Suggs mentor these guys, sort of like what Tuck and OC have done and Strahan did with the Giants. Right. They can have a long way because you have Ray Rice there. When you have someone like that, he is just special. And Joe Flacco, you know what I expect Joe Flacco, the way he ended this game, I expect him to have a career year next year. So it can go either way, but I like Baltimore where they are. They're going to win the division, I don't know, but I still think they have some playoff opportunities in them.
It's going to be tough because, like I said, a healthy Steelers team next year.
And losing to Tim Tebow and the Broncos, losing to the Ravens twice, they're going to have revenge on
their
minds.
Exactly. Yep. But that was a great game. The whole weekend was tremendous. And it's just unbelievable how these two teams are going to meet up again and go to the Super Bowl.
This is just they said this may be the highest watched Super Bowl ever, just from the pedigree. You know, and to talk about bring up Mike Lupica again, he was on his show the other day, and he goes, "I am so happy." He says, "I was getting ready to stare down Alex Smith and Joe Flacco in a Super Bowl in 10-degree weather in Indiana, and now it's Brady and Eli, and the weather's going to be in the 50s, supposedly." He said, "What a turnaround."
Yeah, and big ups to ESPN New York, ESPN Radio, 1050. Yes. Reggie is doing his thing. He's still interning over
there. They haven't fired me yet.
They haven't fired
him
yet.
So thank you for that.
He, you know, he's doing his thing. They're loving him over there. He's rubbing elbows, like I said.
I don't know about
week.
Loving me, but
he's rubbing elbows, like I said last week, with
I'm
guys
trying
like
to rub elbows
Michael Kay. Reggie did a phenomenal job. Came in when he wasn't supposed to. He worked hard. He was the hardest worker at the event at the Hard Rock Cafe. He did such a great job over there. And, you know, I stopped by for a little while. I watched Reggie do his thing. He was just tremendous. I mean, the guy is the hardest worker in the business. There's nothing else I could say about that.
Thank you very much. I don't know about all of that, but, you know, it's been a great experience. Just I can't get over how nice everyone. These are big stars. Michael Kay, Don LeGreg, these guys, Ruko and Lumberg, they have just been so welcoming, and it's great. I'm not even getting paid, and this is the best job I have ever had.
Oh. Tremendous. Should I get you guys like a Valentine's Day? You going to get them a Valentine's Day card?
I think I may have to.
Show a little love. But speaking of Valentine's Day and lovemaking, actually an interesting fact came out today that I would like to hear. Apparently, is it Kevin Williams? Is that his name?
Kevin Williams from the 49ers.
From the 49ers. Mm-hmm. Kevin Williams and Billy Cundiff actually had a baby, and it was LeBron James. Came out to be LeBron James.
You are brutal.
Is this thing on?
When LeBron wins the championship this year, I want you to deliver that joke again.
I don't want to talk about basketball. Listen, don't even bring up basketball right now. This is all big blue.
It was I feel like the beginning of the song Ether by Nas. I know you ain't talking.
listen, all I know is they had a baby. It was LeBron James. And also another joke I had on Twitter. I heard it from at Eric Celia. You can follow me on Twitter at Reggie Wade.
Yes.
You can follow us on Twitter anytime you want. Get our input during games. Ask us any kind of questions.
Yes,
gladly be there to answer them for you.
And also on Facebook, the Heavy Hitters, and you can listen to us on Tumblr. You can listen to us, as we said, on Facebook and on iTunes. So either way,
automatic.
Either way,
yeah, we're there. Yes. We're there. One of the tweets of the night I seen was Williams fumbled that ball because the guys at Buffalo Wild Wings wanted to go home.
That was tremendous.
They pressed the sprinkler button, and, you know, he fumbled the ball.
Yeah, the water came down. As soon as they got that ball, it started pouring.
But the stage is set. Super Bowl 46, rematch of Super Bowl 42. Giants-Patriots, we will wrap everything up. We will go over everything else.
Little brother playing in big brother's house. You gotta love it.
Gotta love it. Gotta love it. We'll wrap everything up when we get back. I'm Eric Celia.
I'm Reggie Wade.
Let's go defense. New York Giants. Let's go defense. New York Giants. Let's go. We are back here on the Heavy Hitters, and the wall-to-wall Big Blue Super Bowl coverage continues.
Oh, you love it. And those bring back so much memories of those great teams. And you have to think, listening to all this, that the Giants are getting ready to write another chapter in that book.
Absolutely. Jim Jones remix, We Fly High, Giants edition. Tremendous yes. stuff. These songs are pumping me up.
Oh,
I'm
going
to be putting them on my Twitter.
I want the Super Bowl to be played tomorrow.
I'm going to be putting them on my Facebook. I mean, this stuff, is it better? Anything better in the world right now than being a New York Giant fan?
I don't think it is. I really don't. Some would say, what about a Patriots fan? It just doesn't have the feel.
No, no. It's all about Big Blue. This town is going to be painted blue.
You know it.
And you know what? Everyone says, we got some time to kill here, so this is why we'll do this. Everyone says that, you know, you should be happy your team's going to the Super Bowl. And you know what? Being a Giant fan in New York, this is part of being a Giant fan, so I don't think it's worrying about other teams. I don't think it's anything like that.
No.
But it's okay to gloat. Am I right, Reg? Do you think I'm wrong?
No, you're 100% right, and especially...
So with that being said, go ahead, especially...
No, I was about to say, especially you have to think what our brethren that wear green and white think.
And that's what I want to get to here, Reg, real quick. The sounds of silence has never been sweeter in my life.
Silence is golden.
Silence is golden. As the Cowboy fans that...
You're going that route.
The Cowboy... Oh, wait, I'm not done. The Cowboy fans that live in New York, which is disgusting as it is, are silent, are miserable. The Jet fans that live in New York are silent and miserable, and I love every second of it. Because when this team was 7-7... and we wanted to crawl into our little holes and not be bothered, they wouldn't shut up.
They opened the lid. We put the lid on our heads and they opened it.
They opened the lid. And they talked a talk that their teams could not back up.
They opened Pandora's box and they lost. And not only Rex Ryan's worst nightmare
yes.
is not only his crosstown rivals, his AFC rivals, teams that embarrass his team in their own stadium this year, are now living out their Super Bowl dreams when he guaranteed his team would take it all.
And what else, Reg? The Giants accomplished in the last 3 weeks more than Rex Ryan and his whole staff and his whole team accomplished in the 3 years of him combined there.
More than the Jets have accomplished in 40 years.
In 40 years, this team has won a division championship. And guess what, Jet fans? Guess what, all you Jet fans out there, all you Cowboy fans out there who've won one playoff game since 1996? Guess what? This team ran through Atlanta. This team smacked the Green Bay Packers. This team went into a nasty, nasty Candlestick Park against a badass defense and absolutely dominated. So this team is going to the Super Bowl, and your team, your Jets out there, everyone, who have choked 2 years in a row before this in the championship game and then failed to back up your coach's Super Bowl prediction yet again and didn't even make the playoffs this year, and you Cowboy fans who said every year we have the most talented roster in the NFL, I'm tired of hearing that, and I'm tired of hearing the Tony Romo comparisons of the great elite Eli Manning. Okay, it's all said and done, Reg. It's all said and done. This is a Big Blue town. This is Big Brother's town. The Giants are going to the Super Bowl. Not the Jets, not the Cowboys, not anybody but us and the Pats. And it's going to be a barn burner.
And just the cherry on top of that.
Give me a little cherry, Reg.
One, there's three.
Oh,
the
ooh, first three one, cherries.
The first one
okay.
is that Dallas didn't even finish second. They finished third.
Okay, so give me that cherry. I'll eat that.
Because Philadelphia ended tied with them.
That cherry tasted so good, I want another one. Give me a second
that
cherry.
That we run through the New York Jets first to keep our hopes alive. That's cherry number two.
That one tastes a little better.
And cherry number three.
You got a third cherry for me?
We had to go through the new all-hype team, the Cowboys team, to get into the playoffs. The very
Twice.
Teams that mocked the Giants. The Giants had to go in and crush their dreams.
Those cherries,
personally.
Those cherries were delicious, Reg.
I love it.
And now we go into a Super Bowl where the Giants are right now 3-point dogs. And I love it. I love it every minute of it. And I
That's
said
disrespect.
It's disrespect, but I love it, Reg, because they can't play the revenge card against this New England team.
Yeah.
Because we beat them in the regular season, and we ended their perfect season 4 years ago.
So they got to play the disrespect card.
So they got to play the disrespect card. And they, I think they play that card well. I said this last week going into San Francisco. I love the fact that they were dogs. I love the fact that they could use that as motivation. Not that you need motivation
but it just
going
adds.
Into a Super Bowl, but it just adds. It's, right.
When you play on a chip on your shoulder, I mean.
Exactly. And then, so them being dogs. And then another thing that favors them, I think, is Jerome Bettis said this today on the Colin Cowherd show, where the Giants have been playing football for 6 weeks now.
Yep.
The Patriots had this thing locked up.
Yep, that's
they
true.
It's locked up. They played a bad Broncos team, which they didn't even have to get up for.
Yep.
And then they escaped with a victory today. So the Giants have been playing at this playoff level with this playoff intensity for 6 weeks.
Yes.
Now the Pats are going to go into the Super Bowl having to match that intensity
yes.
when they haven't been playing playoff football, really.
Very true.
So it's going to be hard from the get-go to match that intensity.
Yep.
So the Giants have an edge there. I love the fact that they're underdogs. I love the fact that they could play that card going into this game. Anytime the Giants play the us against the world card, it's tremendous. It's great. And
if
what,
you,
what do you
and if you look, Eli's numbers in San Francisco, you don't think he's going to have better numbers in a nice dry building?
Oh, Reg, I said this. I'll make a wrestling comparison here for everyone. I said this to you on the phone last week. It's like having going into if you're Eli Manning playing against that San Francisco defense, it's like having Yokozuna sit on your chest and having tons of pressure sitting on your chest for a minute or for 60 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go into this game, the Super Bowl, against the Patriots defense, and it's like having Rey Mysterio sit on your chest for 60 minutes.
What a difference.
Mysterio will feel like a feather after Yokozuna's been sitting there.
Yes.
So he's not – this is it's going to be like he's it's in practice.
Yeah.
You know? Like there's no defense on the field.
Am I back at Ole Miss?
Right.
Are we playing Vanderbilt?
And then the speed of the Giants receivers, Hakeem Nicks, Victor Cruz, Mario Manningham, in the dome, on the turf, on the fast track. I love it.
Are we going to see Edlam on any of them?
Edelman? Oh, Edlam.
I'm thinking of Elam from the Cowboys.
They're going to see Bedlam. That's what they're going to say.
Bedlam.
But I don't want to get into breaking down the game just yet because, like I said, we got plenty of that for next week.
You have to bask in the celebration.
You got to bask in the celebration. And, Reg, I know one of your favorite things about the Super Bowl, though, is that it's going to be on NBC this year. And you get your girl, Faith Hill, singing the song.
I love everything about NBC's cover. It adds a class and a professionalism that I think – because you know what? We've already had the two Giants haters, Buck and Aikman, have a front row seat for this entire run.
Right, which was great.
So we have to see them eat crow. We've seen Terry Bradshaw and Jimmy Jones eat crow.
Yep.
Mrs. Mara yelled at him in the locker room.
Which was great.
We've seen that. But just the class that NBC, just the colors are more vivid, bright. And then Faith Hill's song at the beginning. Our favorite football-related song is Waiting All Day for Sunday Night.
Yep.
And for the Super Bowl, the rendition she did for Super Bowl 43, I had goosebumps. I said, I can't wait for my team to play on NBC. Last time it was on Fox. Last year it was on Fox. Next year's on CBS. So we get NBC, and I love everything about it. The video, and I love when she just throws those hips.
Oh, she swings them.
She swings them.
She swings them like
get ready for the Super Bowl. That means red, white, and blue, she says. I think she'll have to change it up. Get ready for the Super Bowl starring Big Blue.
Starring Big Blue. And it's great. And the fact that you could sit down. And the Super Bowl is great every year, Reg.
Yes.
You know, the commercials, the
yes.
the food, the you know, the party. Everyone's got a Super Bowl party yes. to go through. You know, you do your boxes, whatever. We don't promote gambling on this show.
No,
but
we don't.
You know, if you want to do boxes for fun, go
for
out
fun,
and
for
do
slices
it.
Of pizza.
Slices of pizza, you know, you do a Super Bowl
pizza,
box.
Pizza.
It's all great stuff. And this the added flavor to all that is your team is in it this year.
Exactly.
You know, there's some Super Bowls I'm like, oh, let's get to the commercials here. I want to see the commercials. The commercials aren't even going to be on my mind this year.
No. And you know what? And like you said, the Super Bowl's great. As even when my team wasn't playing last year, right in the national anthem, I said, I'm getting ready to see the Super Bowl.
Right.
This is what the fact that Big Blue, and you know what? That's going to be good and bad because the good is going to be great that it's the Super Bowl. I'm going to have my heart and my stuff. Remember
right.
how nervous
it's
we were? You
right.
can't enjoy
it's
that
gonna,
game.
No, you can't. Right, exactly. If they lose, the whole day is ruined for you.
Yeah.
If they win, it's magnified by 10.
And you're just but so
during,
nervous.
Right, but during, you can't enjoy everything during because you're just so,
every
like you
little
said,
play, every little penalty looks like it's the end of the world.
Right, right. I mean, they kick a field goal, I'm going to be screaming my head off. Oh, no! They scored a field goal.
3-0, Patriots are up with 87 minutes left.
I mean, like we said it last week when Vernon Davis scored that touchdown.
Yeah,
we
thought it was over.
We thought it was over.
Pack it up.
7-0, it's over. What are we going to do now?
In that rainstorm, I really thought, I said, that's going to be the difference. We're going to lose 7-3.
It was unbelievable. But just times that by 10, you know, with everything, that the atmosphere of the Super Bowl. You have any plans for the Super Bowl?
A Super Bowl party at my house.
Nice.
And you are more than welcome to come. You are the first invite. But
I would love to come, Reg, but here's the thing. My job.
Yes.
That I have to work. I got to be in by 10 o'clock.
I know.
It's in Staten Island. I'm in Brooklyn, which means I got to leave my house 9:20.
And with halftime, with the, I swear they give extra commercial breaks in the Super Bowl.
They do, and that's what's going to bug me. I was and of course the game had to go into overtime last week as I was driving in my car, which I'm okay with because Bob Papa and Carl Banks do a tremendous job. They are awesome to listen to.
Do you have the station preset?
It's preset. It's ready to go already. But I'm going to have to be leaving my house at 9:20. You figure that's going to be the middle to the end of the third quarter. And if I go to your house, it's looking like, you know, I probably have to leave at 9, which is about 20 minutes. And that might be like, I might have to leave at halftime at that point.
Yeah, and then Madonna's going to take a year
exactly,
and a day.
Exactly. She's going to do songs from 50 years ago.
See, I almost hope that the Giants do they went into halftime losing the last game, right?
Yes.
I almost hope that they really don't have momentum going into halftime because then it's lost. And teams hate Super Bowl halftime because they said any momentum you built is lost.
Right. Exactly.
I hope it's a tie game or, you know.
Something like that. But it should be fun. I mean, nonetheless, these next 2 weeks are going to be crazy. Like I said, the town's going to be painted blue, Reg.
Yes.
This is a giant town now.
The question I ask, if you're Tom Coughlin, put on your Tom Coughlin hat.
Okay.
It's put on? All right.
It's on.
Do you, if the Giants, they will pick in the coin toss, would you defer or would you, what would you?
I would take the ball. I think it's important. They had about a 9-minute drive last Super Bowl that really set the tone. They only came away with 3 points. They had a 9-minute drive that set the tone for that whole game.
That's still the longest in Super Bowl.
Right. And did they not set the tone in that game with that drive?
It did. Now I make the argument for the other case. I've always been a fan.
I think
going into halftime, it's better.
I know
to
you
get,
do.
Because unless you score a touchdown on that first drive, I mean, it's almost a security blanket. At worst, we get in the ball back at halftime. Tom Brady's going to get his first possession at one point. I would let the way the Giants' defense is playing, I think you put them out on that field.
Okay. Hey, listen, we agree to disagree.
I hear that.
But it should be fun. That's for sure.
And this has just been a tremendous Big Blue weekend. This has been a tremendous Big Blue show. We are all blue today.
All blue. As you sit there in your green shirt.
Yes, but I have my Giants hat. You see, you only have a blue shirt, but no one would know you're a Giant fan. They would just think you're a fan of blue. They may think you're a Cub fan. Hey, even a Mets fan.
Hey, easy.
But you see, we got to get an NY sticker for you.
And there's been so much stuff going on in the world of sports outside of the Giants.
Oh,
that we can't even get to because
that we've just been ignoring.
Yeah, we have to ignore purposely. It because you got to understand it's all about the Giants right now. We only get it roughly an hour to do this show.
Yes.
So, I mean, we're going to have plenty of time after 2 weeks from now to break down the rest of the sports world and what's going on. You know, whether it's how bad the Knicks are, whether it's the Yankees Pineda trade, Jorge Posada retiring, thank God, you know. Any of that.
Couldn't let him have his day.
You know, the Rangers in first place. I'll even throw some of that in there later. We got a lot of that to talk about in a couple weeks. But like I said, right now it's a blue world.
Yes, it is.
It's a big blue world.
And, you know, this Super Bowl, I think it's going to live up to the hype. I think it's going to be one of the greatest of all time.
That is tremendous. I can't wait, Reg. As always, put your Giants gear on.
You know it.
What jersey are you wearing, Eli?
Eli.
They've been winning with my OC, so I'm going to have to wear it.
Yeah, the white OC? I hear
the
that.
Blue.
Blue OC,
plus,
I hear
plus
that.
Plus, like I said, the Knicks one makes me look like Violet Beauregard,
yeah.
You know, when she turns into a blueberry. But nevertheless.
Yeah, so Eli and Ozzy.
You get your Giant gear on. You get your snack trays for the Super Bowl.
To quote the old song, The Shuffle, and I know it was the best thing, but it has a line that rings so true.
Yeah.
We love to play for the world's best fans. You better start making your Super Bowl plans.
That's it. I mean, you can't really build on that right there. You can't get better than that. So enjoy the party, enjoy the commercials, enjoy Madonna if you can.
Yes.
Enjoy the Giants, as always.
But we'll be back next week, and we're going to do a complete Super Bowl breakdown.
That's true. I don't know why I'm wishing everyone a happy Super Bowl.
Yeah, exactly. You get it. You see, you want the Super Bowl tomorrow. We all do.
Yes, I wish it was tomorrow.
Daddy, I want a Oompa Loompa now.
I want the Super Bowl now, Daddy. But I can't wait, though. I don't know what that was I just did. That was brutal.
Well, we're happy. We're ecstatic.
Absolutely. We will be back at you next week. Complete game X's and O's breakdown. We'll even do a little Royal Rumble preview for you.
We have to.
Not a preview, but a post view.
Yes, we have to. Royal Rumble.
For all you wrestling fans, we haven't added some wrestling in a while.
Yes.
So we'll break down the Super Bowl. We'll do a review, I think it is, of the Royal Rumble.
Yes.
And we'll see you same bat time, same bat channel. I'm Eric Celia.
I'm Reggie Wade. Y'all come back now. You hear?